Hello, my name is Aziz, and welcome to the Call Me Mr. Unchained podcast, where I discuss whether or not I think I can beat imaginary animals in an imaginary fight in an imaginary situation. Now, today's imaginary animal that I will try to fight is Isaac Sugma, the Siberian Ibex. They're the longest and heaviest goats ever known. Though they are surpassed in shoulder height, males are between 88 and 110 centimeters, which, for you Americans out there or people that just don't know their common conversions, 35 and 43 inches in shoulder height, and weigh between 60 and 130 kilograms, which is 130 and 290 pounds. Now, females, they're noticeably smaller, but Isaac, whatever you may prefer to call him, he's different, alright? This is peak Ibex condition. Now, peak Ibex, they're different. They're just built different, right? I mean, think about it. What are you going to do against an Ibex? They're the largest goats ever known and reside in Russia or, they reside in Russia and northern Pakistan. That's where they're commonly found. Alright, back again. Now, me, compared to a 43-inch in shoulder height Ibex, when their horns are far bigger than them. Now, if I were to count their horns, I'm pretty sure they're bigger than me. But, for now, I'd say that I take their height, you know? I'm able to take them in the height stance. I'm taller than them, but one thing that the Ibex has over me is his weight. He weighs about 230 pounds. And now, the wild goat species, they form a closely related group with complicated internal systematics. Externally, the various forms are distinguished mainly by the sometimes large horns of the males. Well, the females, they're similar between each different species, of course, on the basis that the horns of the males are once believed to be able to distinguish. But Isaac, he's the Siberian Ibex. So, obviously, he's different, right? Now, WDOT, Port Washington. Alright, so, the way that Isaac looks is definitely, he's bigger, right? He's bigger than me in weight context and strength context. Me, I weigh about, 160? Yeah, 160 pounds about. And, another cool thing about Ibexes, they have beards. And, fun fact, beards, they're able to make it hurt less when you punch them. So, obviously, going for a headshot's not gonna work. I mean, come on. Those horns, really? I'm not that dumb. Come on now. So that's the main difference between different Ibexes and Isaac. Now, the wild goat species form a closely related group, blah, blah, blah. Now, the thing is, Isaac, he's a big dude, right? Big old man. Pause, but what's gonna sell this fight is intelligence. Ibexes are not that smart, let's be honest. I'm definitely smarter than an Ibex. Now, they may take me in strength and physical capabilities with their horns and, just being bigger than me in every aspect. Still, this is an interesting battle, yeah? I mean, just think about it. An Ibex. Wow. I've come a long way. And now a quick PSA on drinking and driving. Drinking and driving is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start. Call a cab or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up. 2. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive by helping others do the same. Now, back to talking about whether or not I think I could beat Isaac. Isaac is... wow. Now, you may be wondering, Aziz, how are you even gonna find an Ibex? I mean, yeah, they're not extinct. I mean, if anything, there's nearly an abundance of them. Now, the scenario of which I'd be fighting Isaac is... I'd be in Siberia on a field trip with my family. I'd go hiking, right? I'm going hiking by myself. I go away from everyone. And I'm just sitting there, minding my own business. And then I see a mother ibex and her son. Now, I'd try to scare them away because, yeah, no, it's not. Being stupid, yeah? Just doing stupid things, that's kind of what I do sometimes. And while doing this, I didn't realize that Isaac was behind me. 43 inches shoulder height and weighs 290 pounds. I was wrong. Now, I don't realize this, so I back off immediately. I look at him, the mother and son run, and he's just, and we're just sitting there, staring in each other's eyes. Balls. Now, Isaac, he just knows. He knows that I was messing around with his family, and he ain't gonna let that slide. He is not gonna take that level of disrespect from me. So, he charges at me. Now, I don't know how fast ibexes can run, but they can surely run faster than me. So, I try to get out of the way, but I can't. I get hit right on by his horns and his head. I'm on the ground, coughing up blood, and Isaac is standing over me. But I die. That's it. That's the simple conclusion. I'm not making it out of it. You know, that's it. I lose. Now, you may be wondering, Aziz, why do you put yourself against animals that you know can beat you? That's because it's entertaining. I'm curious. I want to see. I want to go through the statistics and just to see the general, how they work. Yeah? I mean, I have to do my research. I have a whole document that's giving myself a little bit of info on ibexes, you know? Now, this is obviously a wash. Like, I'm not beating Isaac. But listen, maybe in the future, I'll do more fair matchups. You know? But for now, respectfully, I'm getting whooped. I'm getting whooped like when I get a bad grade whooped. It's not going to be fun for me. It's honestly a slaughter. But listen, catch you guys next time on the Call Me Mr. Unchained podcast. Signing off, Bananarama, goodbye.